Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
He is, I nearly said the man of a thousand voices there, which is possibly the cheesiest way to intro one of the best impersonators in the world. Connor Sketches, Connor Moore, how are you?
I'm doing very well, lads. I'm a little bit tired. I was up watching the golf last night, but I'm ready to go.
Grant, a bit similar, I have to say. I was just filling myself full of cups of tea just to stay awake to the end of it. What did you think?
Well, I was having a few whiskies watching it last night. I was a bit boring. Like, you know, when a fella's five shots in the lead, it is a bit boring. And then when he got to 12, I was like, come on, put it in the water. Put it in the water. He didn't put it in the water. And I was like, right, I'll go to bed now. And I kind of fell asleep in the chair. My phone went off, started buzzing then, where he had put it in the water on, was it 14 or 15? And then it was like game on. And I was like, oh, yes. And then the guy against him put it in the water. And I was like, oh, this is over. So I went to bed. And I just actually, when I went into bed, I went, what's wrong with you? You only wanted the guy, the nicest fella in the world was in the lead. And I wanted him to lose and blow it just to entertain myself.
Yeah, and destroy the hopes of his entire nation of Japan in the process.
Shocking, but I was all right. Like, it wasn't the best, but it was.
There's
always next year, as they say.
So Hideki Matsuyama, we should give him his name, give him his credit. He's the winner of the Masters. Did he do his green jacket in the cabin thing?
I fell asleep.
I fell asleep as well. I didn't get to see that part.
I went to bed, yeah. I'm sure he doesn't talk English, like, so it would have been, it would have been like interviewing Bielsa at Leeds.
Oh, Marcelo Bielsa at Leeds are my favourite interviews in the world. He just stares at the ground and talks Spanish, mumbles, and the other guy answers all his questions. It's just amazing.
Yeah, there was the scene, because he was in the butler's cabin with one day to go. This is the place where they interview all the players, and it's all just so twee and American and exclusive. But they had an impersonator for him.
I'm sorry,
I am very insulted that they did not bring me in. Who is this fella you speak of?
An interpreter, I should say. Amazing. It would have been so much better if you were there, Connor. Just
they brought in Mario Rose and stuff. Mario was there beside him. Mario.
Come here, how do you think Poulter felt? I mean, he obviously had ups and downs throughout the weekend.
Ups and downs, mate, peaks and valleys, you know. I thought I played amazing, as always. You know, I was pretty happy with my game. Drives were straight and long. My irons were dialed in. You know, my putting was slick. And my dress game was top class. Honestly, I thought I was playing the best golf of my life right up until about my first tee shot on Thursday. I fell apart, left it all in the driving range. But I've got bigger fish to fry, Ryder Cup coming up in the Moroccan Open. It's all about the Irish Open as well. July, can't wait.
Well, speaking of the Irish interest, obviously Shane finished 21st. Rory, how did you feel the week went for you?
Is that a trick question? It was a pretty tough week out there. It really was. You know, the past year has been difficult, but doing a lot of mindfulness, listening to Brezzy's podcast, and it's important to stay positive. I mean, you know, when I look at it last year, I competed well at the Masters. I didn't win. I competed at the US Open and I didn't win. I competed at the PGA Championship and I didn't win. So I've been very consistent. So we're just going to roll on to the PGA next month with that attitude and hopefully we get something.
Dustin Johnson, DJ, of course, was last year's green jacket winner. Didn't quite deliver this time around, though, DJ.
It was pretty tough, man. You know, congratulations to Matsuyama. Not only did he do his family proud, but he done his country proud. I'm sure all of France is really happy with him. disappointed not to win it again. Obviously, I've got one green jacket. I was hoping to double that and get to three, but it is what it is. By the way, I'm a big fan. I listen to your podcast all the time. Oh. Thanks for having me on, Johnny B and Johnny Smacks.
Pleasure. Yeah. DJ, thanks for tuning in.
Look, there was other sport happening, though, over the weekend. The Grand National took place, and we had a historic win there as well.
Rachel Blackmore, unbelievable. Congratulations.
Donald Trump, were you watching the Grand National?
Well, let me just say this. I love horse racing, and horse racing loves me. I'm a big fan of Tiger Roll. Great friend of mine, by the way. And he was treated so badly. I mean, he won the Grand National twice. He won it twice. I won the election twice. And both of us were severely punished. I was impeached. and he was rated very harshly by the fake news media. I thought Michael did a great job. But congratulations to Rachel Blackmore on a fantastic victory. Very talented family. She's a great person. She's done a great job. The election was rigged, by the way. The result was fraudulent. Everybody knows it. Sinn Féin won the election, and Mary Lou is our true empress.
Well, Donald, you mentioned Michael there. Michael's actually joined us as well. Michael O'Leary, why didn't you run Tiger Roll in the National?
Look, the Tiger Roll's weight was completely and totally unfair. It was. You know, it was rated on reputation, not on form. And everybody knows I hate to carry unnecessary excess baggage, and I'm not going to ask my horse to. So shut up.
Fair enough.
Big news for the country. You know, obviously my kids have gone back to school, the construction opening up, countywide travel. Micheál Martin, how are you feeling about that today?
Well, firstly, can I just say a very, 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 very big congratulations to Rachel Blackmore on a fantastic and marvellous achievement for the country. We're also very proud. She was going that well at the weekend. I was surprised she didn't win the Masters, to be honest with you. Obviously, it's a very, very difficult period for a lot of people out there, you know. But today, you can go beyond your 5K limit, you know. You can travel within your own county. But the big news today is not about how many vaccines are administered or how far you can travel. It's that takeaway pints are back. They're back. This, in the world of the great Paddy Lasky, never will so much be drank by so few. nothing to fear but the fear itself. And I know we don't have a vaccine for the fear, but we do the cure. And it's called the cure. Enjoy your pints.
Thank you, Micheál. Thank you very much. Connor's new show, back for a second season.
Before I go, can you give me a little Butch Harmon?
Oh, you want a bit of Butch? Well, I'm not going to give it, but Dermot, I mean... Yeah, not Durham, Butch is here.
Harmon here. It's Butch here.
Do you know what I want to hear?
I can't do it under pressure.
You can.
I want to hear Yoda.
I want to hear Butch Harmon have a conversation with Tommy Tiernan, please. That's what I want to hear.
Tommy Tiernan.
Yeah, Tommy. Tommy's on the line there.
Hey, Tommy. Butch Harmon here.
Butch, how you doing? Jesus, I have to say it all. It's great. You know, Augusta is really beautiful, you know, reminds me of Navan, you know, and how when I was a young fella, you know, I'd go up to the top of the mountain, I'd just bait golf balls down on top of the town, just, you know, no rhyme or reason for it, just the devil meant to be in my head, you know, and I love listening to you, I really do, you know, and how you stare down the barrel of the camera, you know, one eye closed, scaring the bejesus out of us. You know, it's really beautiful. And can I just say, lads, it's been a real pleasure talking to you.
Thanks, Tommy. Connor, your new show, I'm not going to even try and compete with that, with my Butch. The Connor Moore Show starts tomorrow on Golf Pass. Are you excited?
I am indeed. I actually have to film the monologue of it right now. I'm just sitting there in my office here in Dublin. So we're doing the monologue part from Dublin.
So
there's a lot of sketches and stuff, animations in it.
That's what I was going to ask you. For anyone who hasn't seen the first season, which, by the way, is absolutely brilliant, hilarious. Can you explain the Conor Moore Show, the whole idea behind it?
It's a digital show. It's on Golf Pass, which is like a sort of a subscription thing on NBC. But it's like just getting the week in golf. What's funny about it? Like, we've sketches. We actually have an animated series this year and interviews with people. We got some really good actors and comedians. Like, last year, we were kind of just hit with the pandemic, so we weren't really prepared. We did the first 8 episodes without golf.
Kind
of winging it from my apartment. Like, and then the second half, it like really like went on an upward trajectory. And then this year, like, I think it's going to be really great. So we're doing it from this week until the Ryder Cup. It's bi-weekly. It's every second Tuesday.
Brilliant.
So it starts tomorrow on Golf Pass.
Best luck with it. The Conor Moore Show on Golf Pass, which is essentially Netflix for golf, and I am a major fan of that idea.
Conor, thanks a mil.
Good luck.
Lads, thanks. Always a pleasure. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Best luck with the show. See you later. That's Conor Moore there. Conor Sketches is where you'll find him on social media. And the Conor Moore Show starts on Golf Pass tomorrow. Every 2 weeks, it'll pop up. Absolutely brilliant stuff.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.